Hey there, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo, and I got to do a mini interview with Ilya Dragunov. Now, many of you guys know what a big fan I am of Dragunov and the work that he has done. He is the current NXT champion, and we got to talk about that, plus his work on NXT. Of course, his upcoming bout that he's going to be having at Halloween Havoc against Carmelo Hayes, their third match together. I cannot wait to talk about all of that. Now, I only had a couple minutes with him to chat, but I made the most out of that time. So I really hope that you guys enjoy this brief podcast. Take a listen. Hey there, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very excited, very stoked to introduce to you my guest for today. He is a former WWE NXT UK champion and the current WWE NXT champion, the Mad Dragon, Ilya Dragunov. Ilya, welcome. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, you know, let's kind of start there with NXT champion. I see the championship belt right behind you. How does it feel to be the one representing NXT as the champion?
This feeling is really beyond words, to be honest, because it feels like destiny is fulfilled, like I already mentioned a couple of times. It feels like the right things came to the right place. And the right thing is this championship being at me. So I'm at the perfect mental state right now. I'm at the perfect shape right now. I'm in the best. Yeah, I'm the best I have ever been. So there's no reason for me to stop. Everything I want to do is create a reign that pushes this brand, NXT, to the next level.
Hell yeah, that is so awesome. And I feel like you're definitely doing that, especially in the last like three matches that you've had with the last two matches with Carmelo Hayes and the third one that you're going to be having with him at Halloween Havoc. I want to start off there because those two matches that you had with Carmelo were just top-notch stuff, man. What did you think when you went back to rewatch those matches?
I think these performances were absolutely special because the people were fully invested into this. We created something that really pushes this championship and shows how important it is. We presented a fight. We presented something that that pushes things to the next level because we both wanted to be champion and we wanted to push things to the next level. And only one of us could survive. And how we see, I was the one who survived. So, if it comes back to another match, well, let's push things beyond another limit another time.
I was going to say, man, I can't even imagine another limit for you guys because I feel like you guys have every time I think that you guys have done just about everything that there is to do between you guys, you go out there and you knock it out of the park once again. Were you surprised by the kind of chemistry that you had with Carmelo Hayes?
I'm really not because I already mentioned like in interviews how much of a special talent Carmelo Hayes is. Like I remember the first time I met him was back when I wrestled Gunther and I won the NXT UK championship. And I knew this guy was at the moment probably in the finals of the breakout tournament. And you can already feel at this moment, like when the first time I met him, that he has a certain aura about him. And only a few people have a certain aura about them, like right at the start, of the career with WWE or NXT. And the way he progressed, the way he made a name for himself, the way he presented himself through all his performances, he was a person I wanted to wrestle for a long time and to create something memorable for a very long time. And there was, in my mind, there was no chance that if we share this squared circle together, that there will not like come out something very, very special for the people that they want to watch.
Man, I was jumping out of my seat during both of your guys' matches. Like, just the speed and the intensity that you guys did everything. It was phenomenal. I'm curious, what was Shawn Michaels' reaction to your guys' work?
So, there's one thing I really appreciate through all those years from Shawn Michaels was even like back in NXT UK times and especially NXT is his trust into our work, like even as Carmelo Hayes once, or at least my work, and the how much he admires the styles we go or the personas we are. So of course he saw everything we did, he witnessed our performances, and he was, yeah, just to see how happy he was with that was definitely like a big approval for both of us. I'm very sure about this.
That must have been incredible just to be able to have that approval, especially from somebody like Shawn Michaels, who's seen it, been there, done it all. So I do want to get over to the Super Tuesday episode that you guys had of NXT on October 10th, which you had a massive night. Not only did you get to defend your championship against Dominic Mysterio with LA Knight as a special guest referee, but there was John Cena there, The Undertaker, I mean, Paul Heyman, Cody Rhodes. It was a big night. What was the atmosphere like backstage? And did you have any special moments? I know I saw the video with you and John Cena. What was said? What was it like backstage?
So the vibe was very, very interesting because like everybody felt that there's something historical happening on this day. Like everybody felt like this is a different aura. This is like how we evolve as a brand. Not only because of those icons coming to this show, not because just because like the people on this brand put so much hard work into really like creating the best versions of themselves every single time on TV, like getting the attention of the people, and those icons of the business like coming to this iconic show, pushing like everything to the next level. I think everybody just got more hungrier through this. Because we see what is possible. We see what we can together, what we can achieve together, where we can reach our fullest potential. And just this whole day, like just being around people like these people with this amount of pure knowledge, I think this was an historical, inspirational day at work for the entire brand.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about how like we've seen this evolution of NXT, and it definitely feels like it's growing. It's gotten more popular, especially this new version of NXT that we're seeing right now. For you to be part of the brand and to see that growth, what does it mean to you as a performer to get to see how much NXT is growing and of course being the champion of that brand?
It makes me proud. It makes me proud, especially because growing and making the best version out of myself is something I expect from me every single time. I mean, like, since I came back to NXT, everything I do is creating memorable performances. That those performances are captivating people and bound people to me and to the energy I stand for. And to see that this entire brand is doing the exact same thing, that is kind of like, it's like a, like, I look in the mirror. Like, the brand is doing what I do. Like everybody else is doing the same thing I want to do. And to see how everything evolves together and everything stands for the same thing you're believing in, it is such a precious work environment that makes it just impossible for not being the best version of yourself every time you come to TV.
Damn, that's awesome. I know, it has been really cool to see the progression of NXT. And you talk about being the best version of yourself. You know, we're going into a brand new year and just a couple of months away, 2024. Ilya, for you, you've already done so much in the NXT brand. But what are still some of your goals, your accomplishments, your goals, your bucket list items for 2024 that you're like, this is exactly what I want to make sure that I accomplish for next year? What are those?
Like accomplishments, like future accomplishments and goals are something it is hard to talk to me about because I don't really have goals that I set for myself. It is a very easy. I know I'm the champion. I know I'm the champion for a reason. And I know I'm going to stay champion for a very long time because I'm going to make sure nobody else is going to take this spot, this position away from me. And this is everything I care about. So everybody's going to stand in my way. I will create something beautifully brutal with. I will defend this championship with my life. And it doesn't matter who will surprise me or what circumstance will surprise me. I will put my soul into that and just create art.
I love it, man. Keep creating art. Ilya, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. To everybody watching, do not miss Halloween Havoc. It starts next week. We got 2 weeks. And of course, you're going to be seeing the third match between Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes for the NXT Championship on the USA Network. Until next time, we'll catch you guys later. Bye, everyone.